So hello, Miles. Tell us, first of all, what is this new information that came out overnight?
Well, Judy, it's interesting. It's a direct outgrowth of the loss of MH370 5 years ago, the 777 that left from Kuala Lumpur and was lost and remains lost. There was a mandate to the airline industry to come up with better tracking capabilities. A company called Aireon, in conjunction with Flight Tracker, developed some of this capability and has brought it to market. And this gave the FAA and anybody who could look at this data a much more granular look at what happened to that aircraft after it left, after it departed. And that gave them, as they put it, the fidelity. Presumably that matched up pretty closely to what we saw in October with the Lion Air crash. And that left them with this decision.
So you're talking about a satellite image of what happened to the plane between the time that it took off and it crashed.
Yes, a more detailed image that gave them much more specificity about what that aircraft was doing in its short flight.
Now, the FAA official, Miles, also cited evidence on the ground. Do we know what that's a reference to?
They were not specific on it. Maybe there was something in the wreckage which might have caused them to pause. The nature of the crash, the fact that it apparently came in almost exactly perpendicular to ground, nose, going fast and nose down.